CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness, my colleague. And we welcome the Dusty One, Indiana Honelein, coming in, taking off the dusty chapeau in the studio, putting down his bag of tricks, the bullwhip, to introduce us to wonders he brings back from the frontiers. Thaddeus?
Indiana, Polish scientists at the Warsaw Mummy Project have found a mummy. Literally. What can you tell us?
A mummy. So, not to say that we are confused that Poland is part of the Middle East, but we do. You're absolutely right. This is a unique discovery by people at the University of Warsaw who have been studying mummies. They got them actually in the 19th century and they're displayed at the museum. But what they found, and this is a first, the world's first pregnant Egyptian mummy. When they were doing scans on this 2,000-year-old remains that have been in the National Museum in Warsaw, and they thought at first that it was a priest, and now they believe that it may have been an attempt to cover up the pregnancy, or with the belief of the afterlife that they buried her as she was. She was probably between 20 and 30 years old, and in the process they have identified, now think it's in fact older than the first estimates, because the priest was believed to live in between the first century BCE and CE. Now, as I said, they think it could be much older, and they scanned it through the special equipment that they've gotten from the United States and could see her long curly her hair, and she's been mummified. And so it opens up opportunities of researching pregnancy in ancient times and practices related to maternity.
Any indication, Indiana, of the gender of the unborn child, anything like that?
Actually, it does not say in any of the reports that were published. It does not say they did see a baby's foot, and that's a small foot, and that's what led them to examine it and find out that, in fact, the woman was pregnant at the time. And I'm sure we'll be learning much more as they examine this and as they're able to do it without disturbing the body.
18 kings, 4 queens, in a parade called the Golden Parade that took place in Cairo. I'm sure you were front and center, Indiana, unless you were back in the museum awaiting the revival of the royalty. It included Ramses II, who ruled for 67 years in the New Kingdom. Tell us why they had this parade. What does this mean for Cairo, for people to visit Cairo?
Well, it does mean a lot, but there are other ramifications that I think are especially very timely and important. This was a rare, majestic ceremony. It's the Golden Parade, when you had 22 royal mummies of pharaoh kings and queens transferred from the Egyptian Museum, which is in Tahrir Square, where you remember the big demonstrations took place. It's in downtown Cairo, to the National Museum of the Egyptian Civilizations, which is in the Old Cairo district. And it was supposedly a very dazzling procession. And what was most interesting is that during the transfer of the mummies, a number of prominent actors and actresses explored the history of civilizations that left their footprint on Egyptian soil since the days of the pharaohs up to today. And the theme was to show the tolerance of Egyptian societies, which were open to people of all faiths, and the coexistence between especially the three Abrahamic faiths. Now, in the light of the Abrahamic Accords and Egypt's participation in that process of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, before they talk about the prejudices which were introduced in the mid-20th century. And the museum, as you know, was attacked by the Muslim Brotherhood at one point. So this is an indication of the restoration. But they read quotations from the three religious faiths. And as you know, President Sisi has ordered the teaching of the common roots of them back into the school system, which used to be true when in Cairo was a city of tolerance and Alexandria were hubs for intellectual and artistic exchange from the continents, and Jews and Christians were very prominent there, the Coptic community. And they say that the Muslim Brotherhood's emergence in the 20s, really, and the Salafist movement in the 70s, undermined that tradition, and that they are now trying to resurrect it with the new school curriculum, with the texts that are now being introduced by President Sisi, who gets very little credit for it. And they explored, recently renovated important houses of worship, including the Eliyahu HaNavi, which is Elijah the Prophet synagogue from the 14th century in Alexandria, the renovation of the 4th century Abu Serga Church in Cairo two years ago, and also the restoration of the Museum of Islamic Art, which was bombed in 2014.
Indiana Holine, Conference of Presidents, Thaddeus McCarter, American Greatness. This is CBS Eye on the News. I'm John Batchelor.